Hare Krishna. May I have a little lights on or no, that's fine. That's fine. Jaya Radha Madhava Punja Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Punja Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Punja Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava.
Gopi jana ballabha giri varadhari.
Gopi jana ballabha.
Gopi jana ballabha giri varadhari. Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana.
Jashoda Nandana.
Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana.
Jashoda Nandana.
Yamuna Tira Banachari. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Radha.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Hare
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Na Gurudev, 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 Gurudev. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Hari Braj Gacharya. Ashta Tarasata Sri Srimad Srila Vaishnava Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Vishnu Bhat Mahamsa Vibhaji Gacharya Ashta Tarasata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anant Guri Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Shivaratri Mahamahotsav Ki Jai. Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Samagat Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Nidai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Ginanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmalitam Jena Tashmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Presthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine Vancha kalpa taru vesha kripa sindhu bhaye vacha patitanam pavane bho vaishnave bho namo 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 mahavadannaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanna namne gaurotise namo he krishna karuna sindhu dinabandhu jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Prem Vrindaye Tulasi Devaye Priyaye Keshavascha Krishna Bhakti Prade Devi Saktavati Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you for all coming to participate, to glorify Lord Shiva in his relation with Lord Krishna according to Srila Prabhupada Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's view. So I bow down to their lotus feet, Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to get their mercy, to understand. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, there are four subject matter, very difficult to understand. One is deity, a supreme conscious being is here. But then we also sometimes don't even come to see the deity. But it's not possible if you see the Lord and not be attracted. So it's difficult because purity in the heart, according to our purification, the deity will reveal they are also original Swarup. Then another subject matter is Holy Dham. It appears like some mundane, there are a lot of people eat fish, at the same time it is pure. Kamsa rules the whole Mathura Mandal, Vrindavan under Kamsa also, so many divan comes, at the same time Krishna takes birth, Krishna's. So difficult sometimes to understand this. And another thing is the position of Srila Prabhupada and Guru. They act like normal human being, but they are from spiritual world. They are completely transcendental. So the fourth one is Lord Shiva. Is he Supreme Lord? Or is he a devotee of Supreme Lord? Or is he the false ego, original principle that we do not want? Well, all of them. So it's difficult to understand, but Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas, especially Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, Brahma Sanghita, he explained very thoroughly that Srila Prabhupada kept it as it is. But in his purport, Prabhupada mentioned the position of Shiva. So today, since all of you have come to celebrate under guidance of Srila Prabhupada, how to understand who is Mahadev, what is the mystery of Lord Shiva, and is this relevant to me as a devotee of Mahaprabhu, as a follower of Prabhupada, how it is relate to me, do I have to understand Shiva Tattva? What is the significance of Shivaratri? So, in order to understand all this, Jiva Goswami Pada explains that as a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you understand the constitutional position, constitutional function, constitutional nature of Shiva, Lord Krishna or Radha Krishna, Radha Shyam Sundar, and you, the soul, then your heart will become very like a Kripa Patra, means very soft recipient of the mercy. And if you understand their pastimes through relationship, and if you can absorb yourself, then it will bring you close to that understanding and make you to have access of Krishna Prem. And if you can further go to really dive into these Prabhupada's books, how Prabhupada narrate the very significant position of Lord Shiva in relation to Krishna. We always discuss everything in relation to Krishna. That's why Prabhupada made Krishna consciousness, what I understand. Very significant. Then we will be able to taste this Krishna Prem. With that intention, I'm just going to start. Before that, there's a special prayer that we all can fold our hand and pray to Lord Shiva. What motive and what do we want as a follower of Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is what Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami who composed, Raghunath Das Goswami Srila Prabhupada said, he is the Acharya of goal of life. So, please fold your hand and we read the English first and then we repeat three times the sloka. So that when we are praying, we will understand what we are actually praying to. So let's, together we can read the English. O gatekeeper, Vrindavan. Sanatana, Narada, and others. O Gopisha, desiring that you bestow upon me divine love for the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Govinda, who perform joyous pastime in Brajadhana, I offer my respect unto you again and again. Now, with folded hands, please, we can pray together. Vrindavana avanipate jaya soma soma mole sanaka sanandana sanatana narada idde gopishara braja vilasi yoga angri padme prema prajaccha nirupadi namo namaste. Again. Vrindavana avanipate jaya soma soma mole sanaka sanandana sanatana narada idde gopishara braja vilasi yoga angri padme prema prajaccha nirupadi namo namaste. Vrindavana avanipate jaya soma soma mole sanaka sanandana sanatana narada idde gopishara braja vilasi yoga angri padme prema prajaccha nirupadi namo namaste. We can read the translation one more time so we know what we prayed for together. O gatekeeper of Vrindavan, O Soma, all glory is unto you, O you whose forehead is decorated with the moon, who is worshipable by Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana, Narada and other great sages. O Gopishwar, desiring that you bestow upon me divine love for the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Govinda, who perform joyous pastime in Brajadham, I offer my respects unto you again and again. Jai Har Har Mahadev Ki Jai. In order to explain, we are going to give a little description. What is Shivaratri? It's a night. According to lunar calendar has more close to our life than solar calendar. Because lunar calendar actually, even Lord Krishna appeared in the lunar moon dynasty, lunar calendar according to. And it's very nice. According to lunar calendar, it says at 12:09 a.m. on Chaturdashi day, which is today, originally, Lord Sadashiva appeared in Goloka Vrindavan. And when, as a follower of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we worship Shiva in that form. And then that Sadashiva expanded himself as Gopeshwar Mahadev. In Vrindavan, so many devotees today, Dinabandhu Prabhu, they all worship Shiva. And if you go to Vrindavan, you will see in the center of Vrindavan, there is a Chakaleshwar Mahadev. If you go to east, you have a Gopeshwar Mahadev. You go to west, you have a Kameshwar Mahadev. You go to north, you have a Nandishwar Mahadev. You go to south, you have a Bhuteshwar Mahadev. So Vrindavan is saturated with Shiva temple also. In Navadvip, Mayapur, in Jogopit, birthplace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur also established Shiva temple in the birthplace, right behind Mahaprabhu's neem tree. Whoever went, I'm sure you saw it. No? Anybody saw that Shiva? Oh, good. So, they are called Khetrapal Shiva. in every holy dham. And Gopeshwar Mahadev's pastime also appeared on Shivaratri. That Shiva conception, we do not need to worship separately when we already chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I'm going to narrate a story with this, the how it completes all worship of everything. One time Srila Prabhupada was going on a morning walk and he was asked that, can we worship Dhatri plant? Then Srila Prabhupada says that, we already worship one plant called Tulasi Devi, that's enough. Then they said, but you have translated in Nectar of Devotion that Dhatri plant Rupa Goswami Pada recommends. Prabhupada, yes. Prabhupada said, yes, I'm minimizing so you can maintain. Prabhupada was very merciful. He said, whatever the program the temple actually do, this is complete. There's nothing lacking. It's so thoughtful Prabhupada made it. And especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the five things you do in order to be success in life. And if you look at temple program, that's all we do. You remember five things? First is sadhu sangha. What we are doing now? It's sadhu sangha. We chant, dance, we take prasadam. Then Srimad Bhagavatam. Every day you come in the morning, that's what we do. Have a Srimad Bhagavatam class. Then third is chanting Hare Krishna. And we do japa. And you can do also in your home if you cannot. But at least try to understand why temple is promoting this. Because this is a pure love. This is a pure process to attain pure love of Godhead. And the fourth is stay in Holy Dham. Where is Holy Dham? What did Prabhupada say Holy Dham? Wherever he was, he said that is Vrindavan. And then he says also in New York when he was sick, he said anytime you are chanting, that is also Holy Dham. So every day we chant, we are talking about Lord Krishna's relationship with Shiva, that is also Holy Dham. And the fifth, worshipping deity. That's what we are doing, right? So all these five things, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you do these five things, or even one of the five things, you will get love of God. It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this Shivaratri also a day where Lord Shiva and Parvati got married. That is what mostly promoted by the Hindus in India. And they give a big. Also, this is the day where Kubera, according to Bhagavatam, Kubera invited Lord Shiva to come to this world and stay in his guest house. That guest house is very big. It's known as Kailas Dham. It's not small. It has a guard and mount and everything. So this way Shivaratri is celebrated. Just by reciting Bhagavatam, we celebrate Shivaratri. To establish our concept of Shiva, I'm going to narrate a small little pastimes. That when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also anybody, if you wonder, like, where is this Gopeshwar pastime? It is in Prabhupada book also. In fourth canto, Prabhupada put Gopeshwar Shiva in his purport, very nicely explained. And more elaborately, also given in Garga Sanghita, that when Sri Krishna, he planned to enjoy the highest reciprocation with the devotee called Rasa Leela. In that mood, as he thought, from his left side, Srimati Radharani appeared. And from his right side, Sadashiva appeared. When Sadashiva appeared, he just looked like a Shiva, but it's Krishna who expanded in that form. And he was wandering here, there. Then Jogamaya met him and they had a discussion. Then Sadashiva asked, I want to do something to please the Lord. That's the purpose of my appearance. He said, well, Lord wants to enjoy the Rasa-lila. This is the best thing. So how do I enter? Said, well, there is a problem. I don't think you can enter. Because it's only one male. And all other female. But nonetheless, Sadashiva was meditating. He meditated in a such an extent that he, deep meditation, the Jogamaya appeared. What do you want? He said, I already mentioned I want to enter into the Rastila. He said, well, you cannot enter with this body. You have a male body, male gender. Okay, come with me. So then she took him and dipped him in a well called Brahmakunda. In Vrindavan you will see. And then when he came out, he has a form, looks like a gopi girl. But see if you can catch, that's not enough to enter in Rasleela. Then he went and Jogomaya, Purnamasi, she told, I'm going to say her now, is Gopishwar Mahadev, was hidden in a little bush. And after Rasleela started, Krishna played the flute in Bansibad. All the gopi girl came and beautiful, most astonishing pastime started to take place. Everybody started. You know what is Rasleela? It's very simple. It's glorifying each other. Lord Krishna glorify the gopis' devotion and they glorify Krishna's harmonious, loving nature. This is so sweet, the reciprocation. So then, after a little while, Lord Krishna stopped. He said, I don't feel that we are all in one mood. Do you know what we are doing right now? We all have a one mood. We love Prabhupada. We love chanting Hare Krishna. We love prasadam, of course. And we love to hang around with the devotees, talk about Krishna. That's why we gather here, right? Similarly, Rasleela also, that's one-minded people enters. But Lord Krishna says, I feel somebody is not same-minded. So all these billion girls looking around each other, they could not, they know, even the billion girls, they know each other. But one person they recognize, then they say, hey, where do you come from? What is your name? Who is your father? Who is your father-in-law? Because they are all married. And who is your mother-in-law? Which village you are from? Shiva did not realize that all this question will be ever asked. He just thought just to have a form of a gopi, that's enough. Well, they could not understand, but they have a one experience, that gopis, that in Vrindavan, guess how Putana came? In a disguised form of a beautiful lady. You remember in Krishna book, Prabhupada says? So demon does not come like as a demon form, they come in a funny form, you know, snake, calf, like all kinds of weird form. Later on they realize this is a demon. So they immediately thought, maybe it is a demon. Can you imagine billion girls slapping one person? When started slapping, I said, ah! Then Jogamaya all of a sudden appeared. Oh, don't hurt him, don't hurt him. He's my Kripa Patra, he's my disciple. Then Lord Krishna appeared there. He said, oh, okay. But Sadashiva wanted to, what is your purpose? What do you want? He said, I just want to see it. So, all right. Since you are my expansion and you have this form of a girl, but inside you don't have a mood of a girl. Now you think, in Krishna book, Prabhupada said the Brahmani, they met Krishna, but they could not join in Krishna because they are like mother. Prabhupada said one of the seven mother. Mother cannot have a Rasleela with Krishna. Krishna respect. Krishna only do Rasleela. Those who are gopi born in Vrindavan, he is not doing Rasleela with Lakshmi Devi. That's why Lakshmi Devi is still meditating. Like this, we have to. So inside and outside has to be in the mood of gopis. So Shiva did not have that both. He only had half. So then Krishna says, since you did not have a desire to just be participating, you just want to observe, you can do that as a gatekeeper. So what did we just pray? You remember? Oh, gatekeeper of Vrindavan, we just prayed. You remember? So Shiva, as a Gopeshwar Mahadev, as a gatekeeper in Vrindavan, and he allows before you enter in Rasleela. So that's why we pray. That's the only reason we can pray. But before we pray to that highest achievement, we have to purify by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Now I'm going to display you a chart to understand this. concept of Shiva, we need to consider three things, very important. One is tattvagata vichar, then lilagata vichar and rasagata vichar. Tattvagata vichar means, according to Shastra, who is who? Who is Shiva, who is Krishna, who is Srimati Radharani, and who are you? According to, not what you think or what I think, according to Shastra, according to Prabhupada's opinion, what we see. So there it explains that in order to understand tattvagata vichar, you have to divide the Shiva conception in a three. Because these three are also eternal flow. Not only just Vishnu Tattva Shiva. So one Shiva conception is in the one Shiva conception is in the spiritual world. They are called Vishnu Tattva Shiva, as I explained about Gopeshwar Mahadev and others. So those who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they understand this philosophy so thoroughly that whenever they worship or pay obeisances to Shiva, which Shiva they worship? Vishnu Tattva Shiva. Can you say it all? Vishnu Tattva Shiva. Sadashiva, Advaita Acharya, they are all one. Now, I am going to talk about Shambhu Tattva Shiva. Shambhu Tattva Shiva is in the middle. If you see another picture of Srila Prabhupada's explanation, fifth canto, you see that the spiritual world, material world? Now look at in that picture, see where Shiva Loka. Can you see where Shiva Loka is? Where? Is on the top or the bottom? In the middle. Always remember this. Srila Prabhupada made a very nice point on this. This is Bhakti Vikas Swami, his follower, put it together. Very nice, 2-3. That Lord Shiva's abode, when we talk about Lord Shiva, we are not talking about Gopeshwar Mahadev so much. That is there. But when we talk about Shiva here in this world, we talk about that we want to go to spiritual world, but before you go to spiritual world, you have to pass through Shiva Loka. It's in the third canto, second chapter, verse 6, Prabhupada explained how. Also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, so many verses, especially those who are interested in chapter Madhya Lila, chapter 20, Sanatana Shiksha. And Prabhupada gave big, big purport to understand this. In the middle is the Shiva planet. Then from that Shiva is known as Shambhu Tattva Shiva. Sham means completely, Bhu means existentiality. Where everything that exists, it comes from there. Now to elaborate these few minutes, that Shambhu Tattva Shiva has a many aspect. First aspect is, you know what it is? This is an amber alarm. It's unnecessary they put it. You can just turn it off. Can you just turn off your cell phone? Sorry, thank you. Don't worry, you are in front of Krishna, it's fine. Oh, I really? Okay. That's all right. Maybe she was just testing your attention. Thank you. So, first conception of Shambhu Tattva Shiva, who is in the middle, is Kala Purusha. Kala Purusha means time. When Lord Krishna decided to create the material creation, between his eyebrow, a beautiful light came. It's called Jyoti. The halo of the light manifests as a Jyoti Lingam. You will hear this in many Hindu Shiva temples, they say Jyoti Lingam. It is not the light, it is the halo of the light. The Lord decided to create, then light first created Mathura, then Dwarka, then started Mahavaikuntha, Ayodhya, then started Vaikuntha, then all the way came to the middle planet, or in the middle of the creation. When that light came there, then Mahavishnu and Sadashiva, they were glancing towards the material nature. And Srila Prabhupada explains, when they glance to the material nature, two things happen. One thing was, before creation, what was there? Homogeneous. Nobody knew what it was. There was no sign. Like a lady is pregnant 2 months and nobody sees the tummy. You follow? But it is there, baby is there. So something like that. Then when the glance came, who carried the glance? That is time, Shiva. He carried the glance from the eyebrow of the Mahavishnu to the Prakriti or nature. And when he landed there, he did two things. He took the form of a genital. That's why in Shivalinga you see this. And he united with the shadow potency of Mahavishnu's wife named Rama Devi. Rama Devi's shadow potency is Maya Devi. Who is Maya Devi? Shadow potency of Rama Devi. Prabhupada explained this. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka chayeva jasya bhuvanani vivorti durga. Chayeva. Prabhupada translates chayeva means shadow. Shadow potency of Rama Devi. When they united, we all came out. Did you get it? What did we came out? The subtle body. That your false ego, the mind, that you get disturbed every time, false intelligence, this false ego came out from their union. That was the first. Now, you may think like, why did you get it? We don't want this mind, it's disturbing us. It's not fault of Shiva. It is those soul who misuse their free will. Misuse your free will means you are guided to see the allure activities of illusory activity and you desire to enjoy. But the soul in their constitutional position, you cannot enjoy material dead matter. Shiva being merciful, giving you an opportunity, don't worry. Who are you? I'm a servant of Krishna, but you don't remember. So you want to enjoy the material nature, then Shiva consciousness enters in you. This is very significant. That's what the false ego. The ego that binds soul with the two forms of material nature. One is subtle or subtle body, like you know, at night you have a dream, like a subtle dream body, and the physical body. These two body are product of their union. And the another thing is, the three material modes of nature manifested. And that's how everything sprouted. Planet, Brahmaji, everything started. Even though Brahma came from the navel of Mahavishnu, but Brahma is actually complete Maya product. 24 elements is within him. Just by thinking, just by looking, he creates. That's how it goes. Then the second part is the guna avatar. Lord Shiva act as a guna avatar in the middle. What is guna avatar? Incarnation of these material modes. First thing he does, so many soul goes to exploit in dirtiest place. You know what Shiva does? He collects all these souls from the dirtiest, filthy place that you never want to see go there. He is so compassionate. He collects all those souls and put it in a place and then he put on fire and he's just like a farmer. You know farmer? Farmer, what they do? They till the ground, then sow the plant, then it comes, the crops comes out, then he put fire again, burn out all the haze, then again heavy rain, then till the ground. Lord Shiva does this. Lord Shiva is not only dancer. People think that he only dance, Tandubamitra. Whatever, he goes to the stool pit to collect you. When you were there stuck, you thought it was you didn't have to go to school or anything. You have plenty of food in the stool pit as a stool worm. That's what we travel. I mean, it may sound bad, but please forgive me. I was there too. But Lord Shiva is very merciful. He collects all those souls and put it in a safe place and then recreate and give them again, start their own. And then third category, he teaches you how to live in this world harmoniously. That's why he carry dumru. You know the dumru, the dumru sounds. This produce Tantra Shastra. Tantra Shastra origin, this has two aspects. Tantra Shastra comes from there. Also it produces all the knowledge that modern scientists producing cell phone and all this. This all come from Shiva. This dumru produce, the sound vibrate, it gives the idea how to progress and maintain this material world. Nothing to do with Krishna consciousness yet, but we should respect that how he is taking care of all the living beings. Then another comes, fourth category, Srila Prabhupada put in Madhya Lila, chapter 20, 273, very important. Sangsha bhava avesh. Sangsha bhava avesh. You can put those also, Prabhu. Sangsha bhava avesh means, Lord Shiva is not in the category of Supreme God Vishnu. Neither he is a category of us, living beings. So who is he? He is in the middle. He is not Vishnu Tattva, he is not Jiva Tattva. He is by his own Tattva. An example in Brahma Sangita is given, Shiram Jatha Dadi Vikara Vishesha Yoga Sanjayate Nahi Tatha Pitagasti Heti Jasambhutam Api Tata Samui Peti Karjar Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. As milk transformed in contact with acid to curd or yogurt. Now you think like this. When you drink milk, you feel warm. When you drink or you take yogurt, you feel cold. Even though yogurt is a product of milk, but it's not the same thing. But that doesn't mean Krishna became Shiva. That is also misconception. Shiva is by his own parameter, by his own quality, by his own position, is a separate category. He is not supreme. He is always dependent on supreme. At the same time, he is above us. He in the middle, that he gives us a lot of facility, and I'm going to explain little bit of that. This acid that makes the milk into yogurt, those who are philosophically inclined, you have to think, contemplate on this. In Brahma Sangita, in the purport, it says, what is the acid that caused the absolute, part of absolute transform into Shiva? Four things. Inertia, quality of illusory energy, minuteness of marginal potency, slightest degree of cognition potency, slightest degree of pleasure potency. These four combined Shiva Tattva called Shambhu. As a soul, you don't have these four. So how did you get this? You are sitting here, you may feel tired. When the class will be over, so we go prasadam. Or you may not feel like to get up to chant. These are inertia quality. But how did you get this? Because he wanted to enjoy material nature separately from Krishna. So then Shiva has this, it enters into us. Then we act like that Shiva consciousness. Even it's a very, very scrutinizingly explained by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur in Brahma Sangita. Even when you want to get out by chanting, say you are chanting, you are serious. I want to be detached from all the attachment of the material world. Maya Devi will come. She will say, where are you going? You had a problem with the spouse? I will serve you personally. Be very careful. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, that's why we see many devotees sometimes advancing, drop back. Now question comes, when it ends, that means nobody can escape him. Maya Devi is going to test. Yes, you can escape. So I'm going to summarize into two. If you have these two qualities developed while you are serving, then it's possible. One is consciously accept subservitorship of Vaishnava. Can you really feel to serve Prabhupada under his devotees' authority in the temple? Well, why should I? Then is a problem. You will be fall back. It is being not just spoken by Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. In my own life, I see that. You know, I went trauma in life sometime. But I'm very happy now by the mercy of Prabhupada. That it will happen. That's why you should not be bewildered if somebody fall down, Prabhupada says. But if somebody stays in Krishna consciousness, you should be surprised. Because Maya Devi is going to test. This is one. Second is chanting Hare Krishna, engage in devotional service all the time. If you can maintain these two, Lord Shiva will say goodbye. I don't need any more you. You don't need me. That false ego will disappear. Those who are trying to eradicate or giving up false ego without this subservitorship to Vaishnava, they will become more egotistical instead of getting out of ego. And that is the reason. There are millions of people follow Bodhisattva, but they will block because Shiva is standing in the middle. Where are you going without false ego? You cannot go. He has a trident always. Three modes. Nobody can escape. That's why we see sometimes devotee comes fired up for many months or years, then all of a sudden drop. Because they come to that point of liberation. They are out of Maya's realm. Even, Prabhu, can you go to that big picture? You can get out of the material nature. In that picture you'll see, look at that. Material nature is below. Can you go a little down? Material nature is below. That is the universe, one universe. And you are in the middle, earthly planet. You can get out of the material nature. Now keep on going up. You can keep up going out of material nature. But guess what? Who is there? Above, little more. Ah, Shiva is there with trident. Where are you going? You don't like to be servant of your spiritual master and Vaishnava? Go back. Oh, that Maharaj fell down. That Prabhu fell down. He didn't fall down. He just got back, slapped. So it is necessary. We should be happy to be servant and serving the Vaishnavas. In order to, because of the time, I'm going to narrate a little story in order to demonstrate that. There was a poor boy in Mathura Mandal. This is beautifully explained in the Purana that that poor boy, he was struggling with life. And as he growing, his parents both became blind. You know how hard struggle to go to school, cook for your parents, wash their clothes, take them to toilet because they are blind. They don't know. And he doesn't have money to have a servant. You may, don't use the American style. You know, you go to the social service. There is no such thing. Social security or something. It's a hard struggle. And he struggled and he's thinking, but he's very loyal to his parents. He loves them. He's thinking, I'm poor, my parents are blind, I have to do everything. I have to go to school. I want to be out of this all problem. How do I do it? How do I do it? So he is going through for many years. He became a teenager. One day while he was going to school, he saw a girl, so beautiful. He looked at her, she looked at him. They fell in love instant. Later on he found out she is the daughter of the richest man in the country. In India, it's not like American dating, but in India, you cannot marry a rich man, richest man's daughter without being rich. Forget it. I'm serious. Or you have to stay in, you have to live in India to understand that in a village. So this boy now having a big trouble. In his mind is going terrible. He wants to marry this girl and he wants to be rich. He wants his parents to get the eyesight. He's thinking what to do, what to do. He's going through trauma. All of a sudden, one day he was walking. He saw a whole bunch of people are doing a big festival and he came nearby. That was Shivaratri. So he sat down And he listened about Lord Shiva's compassionate mercy. Lord Shiva is very compassionate. I'm going to tell you a story of compassionate and then I'll come back. Please hold on to it. One time there was a thief. And this thief, he didn't care of doing puja or other things. But he will do if it is benefiting him. So one guy said, well, how is going? He says, it's hard struggle to make money. But they know he is the number one thief. So he said, what all this going on there? He said, oh, they're following Shivaratri. So he went nearby. But guess what? When you come to temple, whoever is motivated by passion, Rajagun, you ever heard that word Rajagun? Instead of looking at the deity, they look at who else is here. Oh, my friend, I didn't see him long time. But in front of the deity, he's looking by thinking about that person. This is called Rajagun influence. Then Tamagun influence, like, how long the arati keep them so we can go for prasadam. So the modes are, even in the temple, disturbs us. So he went to temple, instead of looking at the performance of Shivaratri, he looked at it, there is a golden pot hanging from the ceiling where the water is dripping on the Shivalinga. It's offering service in a hot season, the water drops on the Shivalinga. He's thinking, is this gold? Wow, I am number one thief, I have to figure it out. So he politely asked the pujari, oh, we have a beautiful temple. Is it a gold? He said, yes, yes. For Lord Shiva, we have to use gold. Oh, very nice, very nice. You all are very nice. So he left. He came in the middle of the night. And he broke in. Of course, thief is expert. You don't have to know how they break in. He broke in. And he's thinking, but the gold pot is too high. How am I going to get it? But he looked at the Shivalinga. He said, it's very tall. I can reach from him. So he went there. He's rubbing the, lingam very nicely. And then he was embracing like this. Is he going to move if I climb on it? Oh, it's strong. So he's like, it's very smooth. Maybe my feet will be slippery if I fall. So he's again like massaging, It's like long. Then again, he said, make sure that when I climb up, it won't fall. So he went again and again, embracing, is like trying to move it. So then finally, in the middle of the night, he climbed up on the Shivalinga and grabbed that gold pot. All of a sudden, boom, Shiva just appeared from the linga. He got scared. Oh, sorry, don't kill me. He said, quiet, peaceful. I'm not going to kill you. Man, I love you. So he said, you are Shiva, right? He said, yes, yes. I'm sorry, I'm a poor, I just came for that. He said, no, you are a great devotee of mine. Really? So why, you didn't bring your shoes? Then he remembered, because he's religious. Religious person don't bring shoes inside the temple. So he left his shoes outside when he came. So he didn't climb on the Shivalinga with shoes, just bare feet. So then Shiva says, until today, nobody came here to embrace me. They only come with the pot of water or milk or bell leaf or little dhutra flower, poisonous flower, to put it. After they put it, they say, please give me a daughter. And if daughter comes, they come again, please give me a husband for my daughter. They always ask, never do any personal service. Today I'm so happy. You massage my body. I saw you went this way, that way. I felt so good. You embraced so much. Oh, I was so happy that I found a friend who cares for me. I wanted that relationship. Tell me what you want. I already know what you want because I'm in your heart too. Shiva is in 11 places, in your heart, in your senses, all the 5 elements you have in the body, earth, air, water, fire, ether, all are there. Shiva is in 11 places within you, 10 places, and 11 places is the austerity. So when you do austerity means hearing about him, that's also austerity. So he's there. So this way Lord Shiva fulfilled all his desire. And he is very merciful. There's never a time that Shiva cares what intention you came for. He just wants to give you whatever you want. But Srila Prabhupada made a very nice point. Sometimes Shiva does mistake that you'll see that so many of his blessing to the demons actually detrimental to devotional path. Sometimes he himself fight with the Lord. Sometimes he encourages demon to fight. How do you understand this? Like Prabhupada says, the mothers will give everything to the children except one thing. You remember what Prabhupada said? Poison. Prabhupada said, mother will never give poison to a child. But Shiva will give you poison if you ask for it. Because he's so merciful, he just give you whatever you want. But then later on in Brikasura's story, he knows what he wants. He wants to enjoy Shiva's wife. Knowing that because he's going to cut his head, Shiva just gave whatever you want. Shiva is so merciful, but it's too much merciful. You know, so that's what causes. But there is a reason for it. So now we'll go back to that story, ending it. So this poor boy, he got fascinated by hearing about glory of Lord Shiva. So he consulted with the pujari. I want to worship Shiva because I have a problem. I have so many problems, at least three problems is very important. And he says that in these three problems that my parents are blind, I am a poor, and I found a girl I want to marry, but she is very rich and I am poor. Is there a way if I worship Shiva that I can get fulfilled all this desire? Pujari said, yes, Shiva is very merciful. So he narrated that story. So he desired to do the puja. So while he was doing the puja, he was very sincerely doing, and then Shiva appeared. Shiva literally appeared. But before Shiva gave them blessing, he says, I am very pleased by your worship, but remember, I will not give you two or three or four boons. I came here to give you only one boon. You can say. His brain started exploding. Should I ask for parents' blindness to go away, or poverty should go away? Or that girl I really want to marry? Which one? It was very difficult. So he thought, my Lord, can I get a little time to think about it? Shiva says, you know, we negotiate with the lawyer like that. So Lord Shiva knows that it's all right. Tomorrow I'll come. You worship me, I'll come and you're ready. So he's worried, he's thinking. And on the way he met a person named Hare Krishna people. Are you familiar? We all are here. How do you recognize Hare Krishna? They say, Hare Krishna, first thing you see him or her. That's what the Buddha said. They're so nice. They say, Hare Krishna. So he saw and then he thought, these people are intelligent. Is it true? Yes. Hare Krishna people are most intelligent. Because they chant Hare Krishna, that shows they are most intelligent. So then this person, poor boy, he consulted with the Hare Krishna devotee, and the Hare Krishna person says, okay, I know how you can do it. You can ask for one boon. Really? So yes. But provided you're going to chant every day Hare Krishna. Okay. Sounds familiar, no? We do that. So he agreed. And it was very nice. So next day he went and he worshipped. When he was worshipping, he was seriously praying and the Lord appeared. So then Lord says, you ready for one boon? He said, yes. Now I'm going to pick the brain of audience. See if you can catch it. He asked for three. He has a three desire, but Lord Shiva going to give only one. But the Hare Krishna people are so merciful, he trained him up. So he said, my Lord, give me only one boon that you want to give, that I want to see my parents seeing their grandchild eating on a gold plate in a palace. Did you get it? I want to see my parents seeing their grandchildren eating on a golden plate in a palace. Lord Shiva looked at him. Until yesterday, he didn't have any clue. He had a three desire, he didn't know how to do it. Today, he figured it out, all these three. How is possible? Hey, who did you meet? It's not your brain. Suddenly he says, I met the Hare Krishna people. Shiva said, you made me happy. What did Hare Krishna people say? He said, you chant Hare Krishna, and he told me who to ask. He said, okay, if you hang around with the Hare Krishna and serve chanting, I'll give you one more boon. This way Lord Shiva was very merciful. Lord Shiva, very merciful. Then Lord Shiva revealed that if you chant and stay under Vaishnava, then it will please me. Nothing pleases me more than that. So I'll end with this because we have a few minutes. Mother Mika asks also if there is any question or any comment or correction, anyone. Yes. You have a...
Hare Krishna. I'd like to ask two things. The first is, I'm under the impression that the Shiva Lingam comes from Lord Krishna's desire to create, is, and that's in regards to the material universe.
Mm-hmm.
So for the Vaishnavas, why would that be an object of worship? Why would we worship in that form? And then my other question is, if a jiva can get out of the material universe, but then, as you explained, if there's the three modes, if they come to Kailash, if they don't want to serve and there's the three modes, they'll go back.
Mm-hmm.
But how would someone get out of the material universe if they hadn't transcended the three modes in the first place?
By worshipping Shiva, Astanga Yogi, some Shaivites, they can get out to Shiva because they are worshipping Shiva. You follow? When you worship demigod, you go to demigod's place, Prabhupada says. Janti Devabrata Anadevan Pitrin Janti Pitri Brata. But when you go to the demigod place, the demigod planet is also disappear at the annihilation. But annihilation, Shiva planet does not disappear. You follow? So by worshipping Shiva, they can go to Shiva Loka. But Srila Prabhupada gave a very nice conclusion that Shiva Loka is not a spiritual world, even though it is outside material world. And Prabhupada gave why? Because there is no devotional service to divine couple Radha Krishna. Prabhupada gave a very nice logic. So that's why it is not spiritual world. So even though they can go there, but still there is some connection with the material nature is there. That's the negative way of looking. So the positive way of looking, that until somebody has developed humility of subservitorship and engage in devotional service, nobody can get out. Is that answer? And the Shiva Linga originally comes from actually Mula Sankarsan and Mula Parvati. There is the expansion of Lord Shiva in spiritual world. And they manifested that form of Joni and Lingam. But over there, it is for the Leela purpose they do. Whenever the gopis has some problem with Krishna's keeping up with their time, with his time, he purposely does that to make their intense desire to get him. They know there is a one Shiva deity, the Shiva Lingam. They go and pray. This Nanda Maharaja's son is supposed to come and meet us, but he's not coming. What's going on? Please help us. Shiva says, don't worry, he will be there in an hour. Sure enough, Krishna appeared. So it's Krishna himself expand actually like that, as a Mula Sankarsan and Mula Prati. It is also there.
One other thing really quick, sorry. I mean, I'll set a question. For the material universe is eternal, but it's eternally being created and destroyed. Then you also mentioned how there's the spiritual world and how first there's Mathura and then Goloka and then Vrindavan. But how to explain, because the material universe is eternal, but it is being destroyed and remade. Mm. But then how to explain the creation for the spiritual, because it's eternal.
You know, I always thought of explaining this, but it takes 2 hours.
That's okay. That's kind of off topic anyway.
But in a one sentence, you can think, this is very nice that whenever we say Shiva through our literature, it's Shiva actually focusing on the Shambhutattva Shiva in the middle planet. We're not talking about Gopeshwar, Mahadev or Radha. This Shambhutattva planet is eternal flow of combination of misconception and proper conception. It has an eternal flow. That stays there. It is not like a sense enjoyment with the material nature. It's not temporary. It is there in the middle planet. But just think of like pure water and dirty water. Both are flowing in one place. You understand? Pure drinking water and dirty sewage water. Both are flowing in one place, and that is called the middle planet. Means the sense enjoyment and the service to the Lord is also there. Both they are in Shiva. That's why Shiva Tattva is very difficult to understand. Is he serving or he is promoting demon to fight with Krishna? Both. Both are there in one place, one body. And when we misuse our free will, come to this world, that consciousness enter into us. Sometimes we feel to chant and be serious. Sometimes we go back to enjoy sense gratification. Sometimes we don't want to watch a movie anymore, material. We want to be serious. Then we go back to a movie watching. Because that Shiva consciousness with us. But if we remember these two things, if you take subservitorship and engage devotional service, then that Shiva consciousness will go away from you. Then you are free. That is required. Is that okay in a shorter version? Any other comment? Yes, Prabhu.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the form of a woman is Maya, and also the Bhagavatam in various places. So from my male-centric thinking, I'm thinking, okay, so the Shiva consciousness is in me. But what about women in the material world? Is the Shiva consciousness also in
there? Also
there. How do you understand this? Because, you know, Prabhupada, when he writes, he always says, we want to enjoy Maya. But it seems like that's a male, because Shiva is male. So,
If you go 10th canto, 14th chapter, verse 32, Oho Vagyam, Oho Vagyam, Nanda Gopa Brajastinam, Jat Mitrani Paramananda, Purna Brahma Sanatana. The previous verse also, it explains in the purport commentary of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur also, this body is not you, but we have this body. Sometimes I think I'm this body, I'm a man. But actually if you analytically break down the enjoyment that we get from sex or eating or sleeping or whatever the enjoyment, it is not actually soul is doing. Soul is giving. For an example, if you eat, Pracheta, demigod Pracheta, they control the tongue to taste the flavor, the tasting. Demigod is allowing you, the soul in this body, to think that you are tasting. But actually soul is not tasting in a sense. Soul tasting through that Pracheta, but we don't see that Pracheta. Right now I'm moving my hand, it's actually Indra moving my hand. It says in that verse. But I think I'm moving my hand. That is the false ego itself, that I am body, I enjoy. Similarly, female body also, they think that I am being enjoyed by this man, I love this man. But it's actually, she is not body either. So the same demigod, Daksha is the demigod who actually give the pleasure of sex to the boy and the girl. Actually, the vagina and genital is not actually enjoying. The body is not really, it's the demigod who makes that access. So in that sense, both are, I know it is difficult. That's why best thing we should do, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. and be subordinate to a Vaishnava, Prabhupada. Then we will go out of any other, otherwise the prasadam time. Jai Mahadev ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I'm going to just chant 1 minute. You all can go take prasadam. Thank you.